so your new album, Get Weird, is out on the 6th of November. We've already been playing Black Magic nonstop here on Cork's Red FM. And you just released Love Me Like You. So what other big songs can we expect from the album?
Ooh, well, we're planning on maybe releasing a massive ballad. Mm-hmm. And we've got a song with a really, really good feature, but obviously I can't tell you that. But yeah, I feel like, well, every song on the album could have been a single. Like, we didn't want any album filler, so we've had like a tough time actually choosing the singles. But I mean, Black Magic was just the perfect like comeback single, I think, and it's done so well, and we just want to follow suit with that with the rest of the singles.
And is there any juicy collaborations on the album that you could maybe tell me a little bit about?
Yeah, so we've been writing a lot with Jess Glynn. We've done a couple of songs with her on the album. One of them's called Grown, which we performed at the Apple Music Festival the other day. Mm-hmm. And another one's like quite gospel-y. So yeah, we love Jess Glynn. She's so talented. And she knows how to write a hit as well.
Oh, she's
obviously
amazing.
She's had like so many number ones. And we've also wrote a song with Jessie J, which was really cool. We were just like in awe of her. She's just incredible. And we've got a really cool feature on one of the songs, but I'm not allowed to say.
Can you give us a little bit of a hint?
Well, they're very successful artists. Hmm. That's as far as I'm going to go.
Okay, perfect. Now, you started out on The X Factor way back when in 2011, which must feel like an absolute lifetime ago now for you.
It really does. But at the same time, it's like, I can't believe it's been 4 years since The X Factor. Like, it's just bizarre. Because to me, it has flown by, but I literally can't imagine my life before Little Mix. Strange.
And have you been watching The X Factor this year?
Yes, well, I've been watching when I can. I mean, everybody loves a bit of X Factor, don't they?
Exactly. And what do you think of the reports that it might be taking a break for a few years and coming back?
It might be a good idea. I don't know. I always love seeing it every year, but I can see why maybe the producers want to do that. Mm. I feel like, you know, a bit like a relationship when you have a little break and then you come back and it's even better.
I love that. That's brilliant. Now, you opened for One Direction at the Apple Music Festival this week. What was that like?
Oh my God, it was incredible. It's such a lovely venue as well, at the Roundhouse in Camden. It's like really intimate, and yeah, it was really special to be like that close to the fans. And obviously, we haven't actually performed alongside 1D properly, so it was a nice change. And we are close to the lads. They're really lovely, sweet boys, so it was nice to support for them.
And was it weird seeing One Direction as a four-piece?
No, actually. It's strange it wasn't. Like, when we're seeing them, it was just like, it was normal. I think they look just as good as a four as they did as a five.
Now, you're very busy, ladies, but have you any plans to come to Cork and do a gig for us, perhaps coming back to Live the Marquee again this summer?
Oh, I mean, we'd absolutely love to. We love coming to Ireland, because I'm not even like exaggerating, it is one of the best audiences. They're always up for a laugh, they're always really loud. You know you're going to have a good gig in Ireland, so yeah, hopefully we can come back there. I know we're coming to Dublin on the tour, and I think somewhere else, but yeah, we'd love to go everywhere in Ireland if we could.
Now, we have some fan questions coming into us. One lady, Katie from Bandon, wanted to know, what's the strangest present you've received from a fan?
Ooh, well, I don't think it's that strange, but I got given, like, this girl had spent months and months making this, like, paper mache version of us. And it was, like, a life-size doll. It was humongous. But it was really cool. Like, that's pretty cool, isn't it, if someone's going to spend all their time doing that.
Would that not be slightly creepy, though, as well, no?
I didn't find it that creepy. I mean, to be honest, we don't get that many strange things. We get a lot of, like, fan art and fan books. And some fans, like, tattoo the lyrics on them, which is such a big deal. Like, sometimes we'll meet a fan and they'll be like, oh, can you write your name or something on my hand? And then I'm going to go and get a tattoo. And I say, oh, bloody hell, that's a big... Hope I don't spell my name wrong or something.
Now, Brendan Neville wants to know, what do you get up to in your spare time when you actually probably do get that rare bit of free time to yourself?
Well, I always go back home up north, because I'm hardly ever there now. So I spend time with my family and my friends from home, and I just pig out and put no makeup on and sit in my pyjamas and do nothing.
Love it. And Jade Recca wants to know, what are you most proud of so far?
Ooh. I think I'm most proud of how me and the girls have stayed strong as friends for the past 4 years. Like, we haven't let anything bring us down, really, and I'm really proud of us for that, because you see so many groups and, like bands especially, that, you know, they just kind of, they disintegrate because of, like, falling out and stuff like that, and we've managed to stay really close.
Oh, that's lovely. I love that. And finally, Jade from Little Mix. A lot of requests coming in for this one. Can you give us your best Cork accent?
Oh, God. Let me try. I think this is good, is it not?
That's not too bad. You sound a little bit like an Irish leprechaun, perhaps.
Irish. I know, I always... Well, you see, my auntie's Northern Irish.
Right.
And she's very like, pardon me, no, it's not. Like, she's so strong. So that's the one that I tend to go to, or I try and imitate Niall from 1D, because I love his accent.
Go on, give us a little bit of Niall from 1D.
Niall! My name's Niall from 1D.
That's hilarious. When you come down to us in Cork, you'll have to do that on stage.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll probably get booed off, but I'll give it a try.
No, you'll be grand. We're nice people down here in Cork. We'll respect that. You gave it a go. Oh, that's all that matters.
Well, that's it. It's the effort, isn't it?
Exactly. Jade from Little Mix, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us here on Cork's Red FM. Best of luck with your third album. It's out on the 6th of November. Can't wait to hear it in full.
Thank you so much. Cheers. Hi, I'm Jade from Little Mix, and you're listening to Cork's favourite radio station, Red FM.